and welcome to the Bucket Lister podcast. Join your host, Keith Crockford, along with special guests who have traveled the world, here to share stories of their adventures and plenty of inspo to add to your bucket list. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Bucket Lister podcast. I am your host, Keith Crockford, and today I am going to be talking all about Vietnam. And this morning I left Vietnam and made my way into Cambodia. And for the last just over a week, I've been touring around Vietnam with a group. And I just wanted to just do this podcast and talk you through the most amazing trip that we've had so far. Next week, I will do a podcast on Cambodia and explain everything that we've done in Cambodia. But I will start this one going through what we have done in Vietnam. And this trip that we're running is a 15-day trip to Vietnam and Cambodia, hopefully picking out all of the best things that you can do whilst you are there. And obviously, with Vietnam, it does take you a long, long time to get here. And we left the UK last Monday, flew our flight. So my advice to people, make sure you can choose your seat. You can get an ILD if you need to. And then we had a short stop in Singapore before then, 10 hours then to where we landed. And it's about a 3.5 hour trip into the international airport there. And we arrived in the morning at a fairly good time, which basically then gave us the afternoon to have a wander around and explore Hanoi itself, which is a lovely city to go and have a wander around. On the first day, I decided to go and have a look, to find Train Street, which is the street where the train comes through, and there's lots of little bars there that you can sit and enjoy it. And then in the evening, then we went back down in the evening as a group, because actually it's a much nicer experience to go and see the train come through at night rather than during the day. So if you are heading to Hanoi, then my advice would therefore be to head and do Train Street in the evening. It was really close where we were to wander down. It was about a 15-minute walk from the hotel to get down to Train Street. But obviously, you can, you know, taxis and everything is out in Vietnam. And I got, you know, they use the Grab app in Southeast Asia, so you can do with an Uber in the UK, so there is nothing to worry about then. So obviously after a good night's sleep with a long day of traveling, I had our first proper day of the tour in Hanoi. And we started off the day by heading to a temple and having a wander around the temple, and then we went and saw Ho Chi Minh's mausoleum, where his body has been embalmed. All about went and saw his body at rest in the mausoleum. Then we had a wander around the gardens and his house on stilts, Pompella Pagoda, and it was just a really nice day exploring around Hanoi and learning. Now, and our local guide that we had, Jack, was just absolutely amazing, and probably got a history of Vietnam, explained to us, and yeah, it was just really. It was a really hot day. I was spare in the afternoon, whilst it was at its hottest, and then in the evening, another wander around. Of Hanoi, had a through the And there was, I had 16 in my group. So plus me, there was 17. So we had a ritual each, and we were just going round, and they were showing us the old quarter. And they then dropped us off at a puppet show by the lake, which was a really nice way to finish off the evening. That was it for Hanoi then, for the time being, because on the next day, which in essence now is going to be day four of our trip, bearing in mind day one was leaving the UK, day two was arriving, day three was exploring Hanoi, and then day four we were off to Sapa, which is up in the mountains, and it's the mountainous area of Vietnam. Now, it's around about a 5 to 6 hour drive to get you to Sapa, so it was a very early start for us. But, you know, we got there in good time, had lunch when we got there, and then spent the afternoon doing we did about a 12 kilometer walk in the end around a local village. And the scenery in Sapa was just amazing. And I definitely recommend that if you are heading to Vietnam, then you should then go and spend some time in Sapa. Unfortunately, on this trip, we only have one night in Sapa just to try and fit everything else in that we wanted to do whilst we were here. And the next day we got up and we had another day walking through another local village, learning about the history, meeting the local people, and it was just a really nice way again to see the terraces and to see the flower farms. And there was old ruins, there was the suspension bridges, there was just the view. Probably did a 10K walk that morning, which was just a really, really nice way to see Sapa. And, you know, there is a cable car that you can take to get to the highest mountain up in Sapa. You can do that from the town itself. But unfortunately, we didn't have time to get that done. But if you are coming, then that's one thing that I recommend that you look to do as well. And then it was a case then we were heading back to Hanoi just to spend the evening. And we got back to Hanoi. Everyone was kind of pretty tired from a day of traveling again. And it was time to head to bed because we had another early start to head off the next morning. And the next morning we were heading down to Ha Long Bay, and we were going to do a cruise around Ha Long Bay. And I think this will be the highlight of quite a lot of people's trip. There are lots of different boats that you can take to do these cruises. There are one-day cruises, two-day cruises, three-day cruises you can do around Ha Long Bay. Ha Long Bay is a UNESCO World Natural Heritage Site. And it's got the more than 3,000 spectacular limestone islands that rise out of the water. The place is just really stunning. And like I said, there are lots and lots of different boats you can take, and they are all of different standards. The boat that we took, which was an Athena boat, was just the most amazing boat. It was like you were stepping on the Orient Express on water. The food they served was amazing. It had a hot tub up on the sun deck. The rooms were lovely. The boat, you know, what amazed a lot of people was how still the boat was. You never ever felt really like you were on a boat, to be honest. There was never any moving around of the boat. And we went and did a couple of activities whilst we were on the boat. We stopped off at an island, and we went onto a beach and we had a swim. And yeah, it was just a lovely way to see Ha Long Bay. The food in the evening was a 5-course dinner served on the boat. Our boat was quite a small boat, so there was only, I reckon, there was probably 20 rooms on our boat, and not all of them were in use. So I reckon there was probably, with our group, there may have been like another, I reckon there was probably about 30, 32 people on the boat, which was a nice number to have. And it was a nice big boat and felt quite spacious. And then that evening, unfortunately, we didn't really get The nice sunset that we all really wanted. But we did have an amazing thunderstorm, which lit the sky up, and we all sat up on the sun deck, which there wasn't much sun, unfortunately. But we all sat up on the sun deck and had a cocktail and watched this amazing thunderstorm, which was really cool. Following morning, it was an early start again, because you do on the sun deck, you can get up and do a Tai Chi session at sunrise. Then we went and had breakfast, we actually had two breakfasts. We had our first breakfast, and then we headed to some caves, and then we went kayaking around these caves, which was lovely to see. And then we got back on the boat, had chance to have a shower, pack our stuff, and then we had a brunch, which was a massively big meal, which kind of just after having your breakfast early on, you were having another meal quite quick, which was a bit weird, but it was, you know, we were fed so well on that boat trip. And then we kind of got back in at about 11:30 back into Ha Long itself. And we then headed off to the airport. Airport where we were flying today, at least on this across to Hoi An. We got in, but had enough time to do a walking tour of Hoi An, and by the river, and there's boats and lanterns and lights that are all lit up. And you know, you definitely need to go and see Hoi An at night, in the evening, not. Obviously, you do need to go during the day, but if you are going to head to Hoi An, make sure you go out and have a wander around in the evening as well, because the place really does get buzzing. After breakfast, the following morning after breakfast, we did a guided tour of Hoi An into the ancient town. And we visited the Japanese covered bridge, the Chinese assembly hall. We did to a local market. There were galleries, souvenir shops. They were all old houses that you could go in and look at how the houses were, the traditional houses. And then once we had finished that, again, it was back to the hotel again to go and get another flight. And this time we were flying to Ho Chi Minh City, which obviously used to be Saigon, and now renamed Ho Chi Minh City. I really enjoyed Ho Chi Minh City. I thought it was a really, really lovely place to visit, and we had two nights there, which gave us time to really go and explore, the city itself. Again, we managed to go and do a walking tour, have a look round, see everything that we needed to see. Again, our local guide Jack was amazing, and he gave us so much information about the war and the Americans and the French. And I really feel like by coming on a trip like this and having a local guide with you the whole time, it puts everything into perspective that you kind of think you knew from what had happened in Vietnam. And I kind of have come away from this trip far more educated about the war itself and how Vietnam is as is now. But the following day from that, we were going to head down and go and do a trip down the and visit the Mekong. And we went in, had a boat trip where we saw and learned about the fishing activity. We went and saw the fruit and the flowers and the rice. We went and saw how all the bricks were locally made using the clay out of the Mekong itself. Obviously, there are abundance of cats in that area because of the weather. So we went and we visited a coconut workshop where they make sweets, shine drinking, room shine, where they just bottles with cobras in them, and you literally could stick a scoop in and fill you up of this cobra moonshine. It wasn't really my cup of tea, I would say. But that was a really lovely visit in that, and we got to go on a traditional canoe altar itself, and you know, that was to see the views. And the one thing that worried is I was driving there, because in which I kind of thought we would then, that would, you know, move on to down to the Mekong Delta itself, but actually really nice to see that it was looked after and respected, so that was like a good thing. We then drove back to Ho Chi Minh City itself, and we had some time to wander around and see a local market. Predominantly, it was, you could have been in anywhere in the world, really, wandering around that market. It was a lot of your fake copy knockoff Prada bags and Louis Vuitton bags and North Face t-shirts and that sort of thing. But it was interesting to go and have a wander anyway. And then that evening, we had a free evening where people went out and we had, we went to market, and we had such a great night in there because they had so many different choices of food, and it was just nice to be able to sample lots and lots of different things. And the one thing that, you know, Vietnam is really surprising is the cost of everything in Vietnam. So you know, you'll soon be a millionaire if you come to Vietnam. You know, it's 30,000 Vietnamese dollars. So when you change up, you know, £100, you're already got 3 million in your back pocket. But, you know, a beer over here is about £1. You know, every meal is kind of £4, £5, £6 for a meal. So you can do a trip really cheap. You can see why so many people come explore and do a longer trip down in Vietnam and spend more time down here. That led to our final day, which in essence is today for me. And we got to go and visit the Chu Chi Channels, which it was basically on the way up to come into Cambodia. It was really, really fascinating to go and see these tunnels and how they built these tunnels in 1948. And they were originally to fight against the French, but obviously also as well, then, you know, when the Americans came, they used the tunnels as well. And we got to go in and climb into the tunnels and climb through the tunnels and to see how they must have had to fight and the conditions they had to live in during that. I mean, it was a super hot day today anyway, but at the end of the day, to have, you know, even being in that tunnel for a very short period of time was not comfortable. So spending a long time, and people were living in these tunnels and hiding in these tunnels. But the tunnels are kind of, they go from 3 meters deep down to 12 meters deep. And again, we learned so much about the history of, again, the war, how the VC fought. It was just really, really, I feel, like I said earlier, I feel like I really, really now understand what went on between that time of 1948 through to 1975 or 1974. So, you know, if you are interested in that sort of thing, then this is a great, great trip to come and learn about it and do that. Once we had finished in the tunnels, it was then time to head up and come into Cambodia. And we took a bus ride from the tunnels to the border gate, and then we unloaded our bags and made our way through the border gate itself on foot. And then we met our guide then, who's going to then take us around Cambodia now for the next 5 days in Cambodia, where we're doing Phnom Penh, and we're going to Siem Reap and to Angkor Wat, and we're spending the last part of our trip in Cambodia, which is what I will then go and talk about for next week's podcast. But I just wanted to give you that introduction and that brief kind of chat about the trip that we do in in Vietnam. And the one thing that I've kind of really learned from this trip, because this is the first time we've run this tour itself, our Vietnam-Cambodia tour, and what it's made me realize is that actually we need to create another tour that is just exploring Vietnam for a longer period of time. For some people, they want a whistle-stop tour. For other people, they want to spend longer and immerse themselves more. And I think that, you know, we've done a great whistle-stop tour. We've seen all the best bits. But I think, you know, for some people, you might want to explore a little bit more and spend a little bit more time in certain places like Sapa or Hoi An or somewhere like that. So when I get back, I am going to look about putting another trip on to Vietnam, which would just be a 15-day Vietnam tour that won't then include the Cambodia part. But yeah, it's this is exactly what we do as a company. You know, it's just been an absolutely amazing time. You know, everyone's having a lovely tour of Vietnam. They've really enjoyed it. And like I say, I think probably everybody has got a different highlight. And what I'd really like to do is get somebody onto the podcast in the next couple of weeks who was on this trip and just let me ask them some questions about what they enjoyed and go from there. Because I think it would make a really, really interesting episode. Well, anyway, that's it from me for this week's episode of the podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed me with our whistle stop tour of Vietnam and explaining what we did in Vietnam. And hopefully I've managed to give you some inspiration that maybe you might want to add Vietnam onto your bucket list now as well. So until next week, I will be back with another episode. But first of all, I've got a week's exploring of Cambodia. So I'll speak to you all later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bucket Lister podcast. Be sure to click follow to be alerted for next week's episode. For more travel inspiration, check us out at www.thebucketlistcompany.co.uk or follow us on socials. See you next time.